بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد آتيناك سبعا من المثاني والقرآن العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن حجة لك أو عليك وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected honorable brothers and elders in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Every person who has come for this Jummah must have been thinking to himself that in this time, the Islamic calendar, maybe the topic will be the new year. Maybe Maulana will talk about something and current in the Islamic calendar with regards to Karbala or the benefits or the fada'il of the month of Muharram. Some may think the only important thing that Maulana has to shed light on is with regards to the atrocities, the persecution that is being meted out to our Muslim brothers in Myanmar, in Rohingya. Every person will have something that he may feel that this is the pressing issue of the day. If this is spoken about, then Maulana has done justice. And that's every person who comes out of the Jummah Salah, then there's a great dissection of that bayan also. It's not easy to come and speak in front of an audience. Person will go home, he says, Maulana spoke nothing of current issue. Person goes home, he says, Maulana spoke about fada'il, all virtues of things, nothing major, nothing directed myself. Allama Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says, that I wanted to change the world, but I failed. I changed myself and I found a better world. He says, I wanted to change the world, but I failed. I changed myself and I found a better world to live in. And this is the lesson for each one of us, that whenever there is some dini discourse, some nasa'ih, some advice that is being given to us, if we come with open hearts and understand that we need to better ourselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely make this zameen, this earth, a better place for us to live in. One alim, very beautifully, recently, actually it was last night, that a program was held in one of the masajid. And the lesson that I took was in his dua. In his dua, Mawlana is crying. He says, oh my Allah, alleviate and remove the difficulties and the sufferings of the ummah in Myanmar. He took it in, specifically mentioned that country. And he says, oh my Allah, forgive my sins because of which they are suffering. Oh my Allah, forgive my sins because of which they have to suffer. And this is the reality. Al-Muslimuna kajasadin wahid. The Muslims are one ummah. The pain that is being felt around the world, there's a possibility it's because of us that they are being tested. But that's not our topic of discussion. What we really wanted to shed light and discuss today was one important surah of the Quran Kareem, which is a surah that no salah is permissible without that surah being recited. It's one surah, when we open the Quran, that's the first we recite. It's this one surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has termed it as Ummul Qur'ani. That this surah is the synopsis, it's the crux of the message of the entire Qur'an Kareem. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِّنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ We have bestowed upon you, O man, سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي. 7 verses which are often repeated. Sab is 7. Al-Mathani, often repeated. Wal-Qur'an al-Azim. One day one Sahabi was in the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَأُعَلِّمَنَّكَ سُورَةً مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ هِيَ أَعْظَمُ السُّورِ. Oh my Sahabi, I want you to do, before you leave, ask me, I want to teach you one surah which is the most virtuous and the best of surahs in the Qur'an al-Kareem. So as they were exiting the masjid, this Sahabi, he nudges Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just now you told me you're going to teach me a surah that's the most virtuous. He didn't forget. Nabi sallallahu said, I'm going to give you something. It's a jewel, it's the gem. It's priceless advice that I'm going to give. So he reminded him. Like each one of us, you go to a shop, and something is being sold and there's a free gift. Before you leave the shop, you make sure that gift is in the shopping bag. If not, who's the manager? What do you mean you don't have stock? Well, where's the rain check for it? You make sure you take it before you leave. This Sahabi says, I can't leave. Nabi Sam has to teach me. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, As-Sab' al-Mathani, the 7 verses which are often repeated, which is the synopsis and the crux of the message of the Qur'an al-Kareem. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught him, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm Al-Din, ila akhir surah, till the end of the surah. Learn the surah Fatiha. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, learn the surah Fatiha. Ma unzila fi al-Tawrat, wala fi al-Zabur, wala fi al-Injil, shay'un mithluha. Nothing has ever been revealed in any of the previous scriptures the likes of Surah Fatiha. This surah that we have been given hasn't been revealed in any of the previous kutub and scriptures and the books that were given to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam of the past. So very briefly we will go through Surah Fatiha. This is only a tip of the iceberg. It's only a drop of the ocean that is found in the Qur'an al-Kareem, that is found in Surah Fatiha. Allama Razi Rahmatul Ali, in his tafsir, he has this tafsir of Surah Fatiha, which is 7 verses, has expanded over hundreds of pages. 7 ayat that expands in tafsir over hundreds of pages. Some mufassirin have dedicated one entire volume to the tafsir of only Surah Fatiha. This is the in-depth knowledge that is found in Surah Fatiha. And the opening verse, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Hadith appears in Sahih Muslim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when a person is in salah, and he says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hamidani Abdi, my servant has expressed gratitude to me. He has just praised me. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Majadani Abdi, my servant has just praised me, he has glorified me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of every ayah of Surah Fatiha is responding. At the end of every ayah, when a person recites, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds, Hada bayna abdi, Hada bayni wa bayna abdi, this is between me and my servant. Wali abdi ma sa'al, grant my servant whatever he asks for. Whatever he requires, give it to him. So Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praises belong to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This word Alhamd, in Arabic there are many words that denote praise. Some that we may know, anyone who knows Urdu will say Thana. To praise a person is also Thana. Alhamd is also praise. Ashukr is also praise and appreciation. So why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say Alhamdu, not Athana'u, not Ashukru lillahi ta'ala, but Alhamdu? Because when I require something from a person, I will praise him to extract from him some service or some gift. So that's called Thana. You praise a person because you need something. Ashukru, a person did you a favor in Reciprocation, you will appreciate it. You say, Ashukru, Ashkuruk. I thank you. I appreciate. That's shukr. Alhamdu, whether there is a bounty or no bounty, whether you understand or you don't understand, you will praise the person that you love. This is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, all praises for you for the bounties I know and for the bounties I don't know. For those even that I don't know about. Alhamdulillah. All praises to you. Lillahi Rabbil Alameen. So the lesson that we take in the first part of the first verse is for everything we thank Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Whatever we have, we thank Allah. Whatever we receive, we thank Allah. Whatever happens to us, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything. عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. In every condition, we thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Every condition. And in praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in every condition, there is goodness for us. Because whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, is in the betterment for insan. Whether you realize it or not. There was once a king who had a very close courtier with him. And this person, we call him Majdhub. He was drowning in the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Anything that happened in the kingdom, he would say, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. All praise to Allah in all conditions. This used to be his perpetual dhikr. All praise to Allah in all conditions. One in the king, because he enjoyed an open relationship with the king, and he was considered to be pious. On one of the journeys of the king, he asked him to accompany him. So this courtier, who is the Majdhub, person very close to Allah, accompanied the king on this journey. En route, the king asked for some apples. Apples are brought. The knife is passed to the king. As he is cutting each apple to share with the people around him, by mistake, he cut his finger. So this person, who is the courtier, very close to the king, says, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. I praise Allah in all conditions. King is raging, he's upset. He says, I just lost my finger and you're praising Allah? Immediately he sent some of his soldiers, take him back to the city and put him into prison. Imprison him. How can he be happy on my loss? So he went. When the king passed this decision, again he said, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. All praise to Allah in all conditions. You're sending me to jail, it's fine. It's the command of Allah. My Allah wants me to be there, I'm fine. So he says, this guy is pagal, majnoon. He's mad. He doesn't know what he's saying. In all conditions, he says, Alhamdulillah. Be as it may, the king continues on his journey. They are surrounded, accosted by some cannibals, man-eating people. But these people, as they are going through the entire entourage, the king and his entourage, they are researching, studying every person. And they separated everyone onto one side, and the king onto one side. So the king asked them, like, why me separate and they separate? He says, these people, they are no problem in their body, physically, everything is 100%. We will consume that which is 100%. You've got one fresh wound and you've lost a finger, you go back home. We don't need you. There's a possibility of a disease being transmitted from you to us. Go back home. So he goes back. He goes to jail. He meets his friend. He says, can you believe it? That they ate everyone else. Only my life was spared because my finger got cut. This person again says, who's in jail, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. All praise to Allah in all conditions. He says, pagal, what's wrong with you? In all conditions, you say in Alhamdulillah. He says, when the cannibals did not eat you, you understood the goodness of your finger being cut. I understood when you immediately cut it. When you sent me to jail, I said, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Now only you'll realize it, because if I was part of that group, they would have eaten me. Lucky you sent me to jail. So there's goodness in every of the conditions from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Anything that happens is goodness. Whatever happens. I'm not saying now that a person commits a sin and he says Alhamdulillah. No. Anything for the deen of Allah, any condition that comes from Allah, any decision of Allah, we accept it. It's from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. A person has a good car. It's not my money. It's not my shop. I don't do anything. Allah does. Everything happens with the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All praise only belongs to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Rabbil alameen. Rabbil alameen. Who is the Rabb of the worlds. The word Rabb means inha'u shay, shay'an fa shay'an ila haddi tamam. Tarbiyatu shay ila kamalihi shay'an fa shay'an. Means to take something to perfection gradually, stage by stage, until it becomes a perfect commodity or item or creation. That's exactly what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has done with us. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took us, extracted or removed us from the wombs of our mothers. We knew nothing. Allah gave us everything. So alhamdulillahi rabb. He's our Rabb. He inserted our eyes, our heart, our lungs, our kidneys, all while we were in the womb of our mothers. And He gave us, when we were born, Allah made us perfect human beings. Alhamdulillah. And all this took place in stages. No child came out from the mother's womb on the table, on labor bed, and the child has already got a beard. Or the child comes out and he's speaking, and say, "Mom, that labor was hard. Or that was distressful." Never. So everything happens in stages until a person becomes a complete, perfect human being. That is Rabb. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, one day he asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, "Ya Allah," Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned this incident. He asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, "How do you sustain all your creation, millions, nay billions and trillions of your creation? How do you sustain all of this?" So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Oh Musa, take your stick." So he took his stick. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Strike the rock." He struck the rock, and there was a rock within the rock. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Strike the second rock." And he struck the second rock. "Strike the third rock." And he struck the third rock. And in the third rock, did he see a black ant that was walking with a fresh leaf, chewing that on its in its mouth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with the ability to understand the speech of this ant. And this ant is hymning the praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Subhana man yarani wa yasma'u kalami wa ya'lamu makani wa yarzuquni wa la yansani. He says, "All praise to Allah who hears my speech, who knows where I am, who sustains me, and He has not forgotten me." Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah is our Rabb. He sustains. So in this ayah is already the lesson of what's happening around the world, especially in Myanmar. Allah forgives sometimes sentiments echoed by Muslims from good quarters, good stable homes, pious, we'll call them nek, salih. Yet these are the people. Tarbiyat maybe wasn't made. Person didn't speak too much about Allah. Ta'lim of kitab didn't take place in the house. We sent him to the maktab and that was sufficient. He grew up and now what is the sentiments? Mawlana, you think Allah who is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim will allow so many of His Muslims to die like flies? Na'udhu Billah. This is the command of Allah. There is goodness in every of the decisions of Allah. For that person who's passing away is going into Jannah. This is a test. That person who passes the test, in these difficulties, may Allah not test us. Alhamdulillah, afiyat, i'tidal, moderation in our weather, goodness, safety, security, nothing major, alhamdulillah. Besides maybe just your car getting stolen, or some fear being instilled within you. Very rarely would you get a loss of life in a robbery or a hijacking. It's a rare occurrence. Here, a matter of days, and how many of our Muslim brothers, unaccounted, have lost their lives. The Muslim NGOs or the international investigation councils of the world can't even enter that country. They can't even tell us how many Muslims have lost their lives. Mawlana Chauhan Sahab was mentioning to us, he says while they were moving around, they met one person, elderly, 85 years old. Someone said, "He's the Sheikh al-Hadith in the madrasa." I say, "Maaf, Sheikh al-Hadith, Hazrat, where are you coming from?" He says, "From Myanmar." "How long you walked?" He said, "I walked 7 days. The 8th day I passed, I crossed the river and I came." He said, how many students you had? He said, I left Myanmar, I had 20,000 students. How many you got here? He said, there's about a few hundred of them that have, alhamdulillah, managed to reach here. He says, any other asatiza? They met another ustad. Allahu Akbar. This ustad was in his 20s. Newly married with 3 children. They came to the madrasa, they beheaded the eldest or the senior alim. Others must run for their life. He says, Mulana, where's your family? He says, I never even have time to see if my family is intact. I had to run for my life in whichever direction I could. So I am here in safety. I don't know where's my wife and the rest of my 3 children. I don't know. If I see them, I see them. If I don't, it's the command of Allah. We hand it over to Allah. Wa ufawwidu amri ila Allah. So everything happens with the permission of Allah. The next verse, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful. But this Ar-Rahman, Rahim, both come from the word Rahmah. Rahmah means mercy. But the difference in it, Ar-Rahman means the all-encompassing mercy of Allah. Rahim means the intense, concentrated mercy of Allah. Ar-Rahman is for the Muslim and the non-Muslim, for the kafir and for the mu'min. It's for everyone in this world. Allah is Ar-Rahman. He sustains us. He sustains the disbelievers. That person who loves Him, Allah looks after him. That person who hates Allah, Allah looks after him also in this world. Ar-Rahim, nuzulam min ghafurir rahim. The pleasures of Jannat are reserved for the believers in Akhirat. So Ar-Rahim, Allah is Rahim, concentrated, intense mercy. And the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is inscribed, inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi. My mercies have surpassed my anger. My mercy overpowers my anger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on His arsh is written that this is the theme of Akhirat. Oh my believers, you believed in me, you loved me, you worshipped me, you obeyed me. Now when you come, if qanunan by law, you have faulted in the sense that your good deeds are not enough. Oh my believer, look at the arsh. This is the theme of Akhirat. My mercies overpower my anger. Therefore go into Jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most definitely will give us His Jannat. But we have to increase on our iman. And how do we draw the rahmat of Allah? What is the rahmat of Allah? How do we draw it? How do we attract the mercies of Allah? Ar-Rahimun, Yarhamuhum Ar-Rahman, Irhamu man fil ard, Yarhamkum man fis sama. Have mercy on the people on land. Allah says, I who am in the heavens will have mercy on you. You show mercy, mercy will be showed upon you. And we are one believing ummah. What's happening to the ummah around us? So many lessons in Surah Fatiha. It's impossible that you have iman and you are not worried about what's happening to the Muslim ummah around the world. If your head does not stand on ends, hearing what's happening around the world, then there's a possibility that iman needs to be revived. That iman requires some rejuvenation. That iman requires some oxygen. It's a little bit dead, it has to be revived. Person goes to the doctor, maybe some gangrene is setting in his body, maybe not in South Africa, in some other country that's not so advanced technologically. So the person will go, they don't know where to cut. So the doctor will take a pin and he will poke. That part which he pokes and there's no that cell of the finger is dead. And if he pokes higher and there's still no that is also dead. And if he pokes little bit higher and a person says, doctor says, well, there's life there, be careful. Below that we'll have to amputate and cut off. Similar is our iman. If the atrocities, the difficulties that have been meted out to the ummah around the world comes to our ears, we get news of it, we hear about it, and there's no in our dua, that iman is dead. If there's an and there's the dua that's coming out from us, it means we are really truly worried. We are one united Muslim ummah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the janazah of a Jew passing by, he teared. Sabah asked, that's a Jew, what you crying for? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, one more person slipped my hands, gone into the fire of Jahannam. He cried for the Jew, Allah forgive us, we can't even cry for Muslim brothers. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm Al-Din. One lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He is the owner of the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say, I'm the judge. I am the owner, Malik. On this day, there's no rules. That person who has come with more sin, if I want to have mercy, no one can question me. I'm the owner. No one can question me. Ya Allah, why did you do this for him? And why for me this? Why is there some difference between treating me and treating him? Malik, Allah is the Malik. No one can question Allah. Maliki yawmiddin. The day of retribution. The day of recompensation. What good deeds? We'll see our thawab and reward. Bad deeds? Meaning for every action, there is a consequence. There is a result. So before we do anything, say anything, we need to reflect. Is it going to be to my betterment or is it going to be some punishment for me in akhirat? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Allah, in this ayah we are asking Allah, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. Oh my Allah, only you do we worship. Only you do we worship. But the question may come, oh my Allah, question may come, I'm performing salah on my own, my sunnah, my nafal. Why do I read إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ? That we worship. I'm supposed to say, I worship. Why am I saying we? Allama Alusi Rahmatul Ali says, because, oh my Allah, the message in it, my individual salah, I am ashamed of presenting it in front of you. Ya Allah, I present the salah of all of us. If you look at everyone, maybe when you see some quality in another musalli, you'll accept mine through his barakah. Maybe you'll accept mine because of his. Iyaka na'bud. Another lesson. Although you are performing salah on your own, you will read, Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, guide us. Which shows ummat panah. That a person is worried of every ummati from the ummat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The last few ayat we can't go into. This is the explanation of Quran. Jami'ul ulumi fil Qur'ani, lakin taqasar anhu afhamul rijali. Everything is in Quran. Unfortunately, we cannot reach that far. We need to start learning Quran, bringing Quran into ourselves, reciting Quran before we forget. Either a person will be fasting on Saturday and Sunday or Sunday and Monday, meaning the 9th and 10th or the 10th and 11th of Muharram, which is a sunnah. The reward, 1 year's sins are forgiven on fasting of this day. The message in Karbala is the sacrifices for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. But the lessons now in these last closing verses of Surah Fatiha. When we ask in Allah for sirati mustaqim, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. O my Allah, the road of those that you have blessed. Allah did not say sirat, the road of my Quran and the sunnah of my Nabi Sam. Meaning don't go direct to Quran and Hadith. Go to that person who has understood Quran and Hadith. Meaning Rijalullah, not Kitabullah. The person who has understood, go to him. He will give you direction. That is Sirat al-Ladina anamta alayhim. Ghairil maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Amin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability to learn Quran, take Quran seriously, understand the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make dua for the ummah around the world. Wa akhir dawana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.